So for 9 seasons, he played Dwight Schrute on the very popular comedy The Office. Rainn Wilson has appeared in several movies along the way, and you've seen him on other projects on television as well. And now he's making his Steppenwolf debut. Rainn Wilson returns home to the Chicago area and joins us on the phone line right now. Rainn, welcome to WGN. Good to have you with us here, my friend. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. But I want to hear the story about the monkey on the head.
I want to talk about you, though. We were at a St. Patrick's Day party on the WGN TV morning news, mm-hmm. where Rainn has been on our TV morning news several times.
But I have.
Big St. Patrick's Day, and we had like a little petting zoo, and they thought it would be funny. You know, when you got a bald guy on the show, it's always funny to accentuate that in any way possible.
Sure.
So they thought
Make
it would be
of the bald guy.
Yeah, they had a little monkey who was very affectionate, and he sat on my head while I did my entertainment report. See, it really wasn't worth waiting for the story, was it?
That's great. Did you post that on the social medias?
It is on the social medias. Yes, it is. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
excellent.
That's what social media is made for, right there.
If you don't have a monkey on a bald guy's head,
it's a hashtag monkey on a bald guy's head, to be exact.
Yeah.
Rainn, how are you doing there, my friend?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm doing well, but I'm undertaking one of the hardest jobs I've ever done in my life.
Really? Not appearing on stage. You've appeared on stage before, but is it this particular production that you're in, the Doppelganger?
Yeah, the Doppelganger at Steppenwolf Theater. It's really demanding show. I mean, it's a ton of lines. There's sword fights. There's pratfalls and gags and physical comedy nonstop, and it's a lot easier doing television. Let me just put it that way.
Where you can start and stop and start and stop. See, that would drive.
Yeah, and you sit in your trailer half the day, and they've got like a food buffet.
Right.
And, they bring you lattes and stuff like that. This is hard work, the theater. I forgot how hard it was.
Yeah, all Rainn has to do when he was on The Office, he would pick up the phone and go, "I would like a monkey to sit on my head right
now." Exactly.
And they would have one for you in your trailer in no time at all.
They'd be like, "Get Wilson a monkey."
I'm actually a little surprised that you had never appeared at the Steppenwolf before because of your Chicago roots. I figured at some point you must have done something there.
Well, I went to high school at New Trier High School, and after that, I moved around and went to school in Boston and then Seattle, and then ended up studying acting in New York City, and then I did mostly theater in New York and then tours and around, so I didn't get to come back to Chicago and do theater, so it's always something that I've wanted to do, and I always had it in the back of my mind, and of course, I saw some early Steppenwolf productions that were just incredible. And I wanted to, and I've been, really wanting to work at this incredibly famous, storied theater. And then I got this opportunity. I'm really excited.
Yeah. What is it about Steppenwolf that actors want to perform there? I can't tell you the number of very successful television and movie actors, many Emmy and Academy Award winners, who they want to come to Chicago and they want to work at Steppenwolf.
Yeah, it has a legacy. It has a history of great act of being actor focused. It's about the actors and the acting on the stage. They also have a great history of launching new plays and new contemporary playwrights. And somehow or other, as an institution, they have managed to keep the work, really cutting edge and exciting for, 20, 25 years.
It's always been an adventure. I mean, as long as I've been a critic, and really even before I was a critic, when Steppenwolf was launching something new, you wanted to go because you just did not know how your mind was going to be blown, with whatever it was that they were putting on, especially in the early days. When they were, back in the Malkovich, Gary Sinise days, and when they were doing the most adventurous theater that there could possibly be.
Yeah, absolutely, and they do. They are adventurous. They take risks, and I think that's part of it. This play is a very strange hybrid, and it's a really risky play. I think it's going to be fantastic, but we're definitely rolling the dice on this because it's a farce. It's a straight up farce. You know, mistaken identities, people hooking up, going in and out of doors, exactly the wrong person showing up at exactly the wrong time. You know, all of the elements of farce, really high pressure comedy, physical comedy. But at the same time, it's tackling some big political issues. So it's a kind of an international political farce. I've never seen those two things put together before.
And directed by Steppenwolf Ensemble member Tina Landau, who, just to show her versatility, that she's directing this, as you describe it, but also directed and conceived SpongeBob SquarePants, the Broadway musical.
That's right.
That's one of the hits on Broadway right now.
Yeah, it's a big hit. Got rave reviews. I had been seeing her work for years. In fact, even before she was a Steppenwolf Ensemble member, I saw some stuff she did in New York City, experimental stuff. And she's an incredible director. And was really excited to the combination of this play and Steppenwolf and this director was what got me really excited.
Is it fair to say that when you work on a project like this? At Steppenwolf, this kind of material, probably the fellow actors that you're working with, kind of recharges you creatively a little bit?
Yeah, it does. You know, I'm developing a TV piece right now to act in. So I knew I wasn't going to be doing television pilot season. And so I knew the spring was going to be pretty open. And that's exactly why I wanted to just dive right back into the theater, into my roots. I spent 10 years doing theater before I did any TV or film, and it's an actor's medium, and it is exactly that. It's a creative recharge of the batteries, kind of reminding me like what's important about this business: telling stories, being in an ensemble, connecting with an audience.
So even though you've done so many projects since The Office, is there a day that goes by where someone doesn't refer to an episode of The Office or, throws back a Dwight Schrute-ism at you in some way?
Well, it's funny. When we were shooting our first season, I remember Steve Carell saying, guys, we're going to do a lot of work in our life, but I bet you that this is the thing we're going to be best known for. And that was in 2005.
How about that?
And it's true, and it's great because playing Dwight has opened so many doors for me. But it's definitely getting a lot of Dwight catcalls on the streets of Chicago as people recognize me. Dwight.
Is that good? Because I mean, some actors want to move on from the thing that they are best known for. Many embrace it, which I love. But some, I've talked to many actors, they get angry when you bring up the role for which they are best known.
No, I'm really grateful for the role, and I'm really proud of the show. It's so hard to get on a TV comedy that gets on the air, then stays on the air, but let alone to get on a TV comedy that is a great show, that will stand the test of time, that people love to come back to again and again. And I'm really honored to be a part of that. And I have moved on. I'm playing lots of different roles. Right. I do a couple movie roles every year.
Right.
People aren't watching the movies necessarily, but I'm having a great time playing a lot of different roles and showing my range as an actor.
There's been a fair amount of talk lately that there could be an Office reboot. The way Murphy Brown is coming back and Roseanne has come back and Will and Grace has come back. I've heard John Krasinski not say no when asked, could there be an Office reboot?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
Oh, I love the stammering.
The only thing I've heard about it is on the... is on the internet. There's probably an Office reboot, but I haven't gotten any phone calls and haven't heard from anybody. So I doubt it's happening, but if there was, if it was done right, I would definitely be up for something like that.
Would you be up for it, you know, if they brought it back on a regular basis, like they are doing Will and Grace, or like a one-time only?
I would say something in between. I wouldn't want to kind of be doing full-time Office episodes. But at the same time, like if there was a season, kind of like the, what they do with Arrested Development, they do 10 or 13 episodes on Netflix or something like that.
Yeah.
That would be really fun.
Well, we would certainly love that too, because, you know, this is one of these shows. You can watch the reruns over and over and over again. You've heard the jokes a million times and you still laugh out loud every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a testament to you guys. All of the actors are so rich and so wonderful, but man, the writing on that show was just so great.
It was. It really was. And a testament to the genius of Greg Daniels, who was our showrunner, who cast it and hired all those writers and kind of, you know, sent us down that road to making a great TV show.
More with Rainn Wilson after a quick break. He's in The Doppelganger, which begins in previews April the 5th, and then will open officially April 15th at the Steppenwolf. I'll tell you how you can get tickets for all of that when we come right back, talking with Rainn Wilson, who is starring in The Doppelganger, making his Steppenwolf debut. It opens in previews April the 5th, will officially open then on April the 15th. And you can get tickets at steppenwolf.org or by calling 312-335-1650. Rainn, you know, we're saying, you know, best known from The Office, and certainly that is the case. But on our text line right now, overwhelmingly people saying how much they loved you on 6 Feet Under and remembering the recurring role that you did. Was it Arthur? Was that the character's name that you did on 6 Feet Under?
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, that really launched my career. I was you know, putzing around Los Angeles and doing little guest spots and little movie roles. And then I lucked into getting a great recurring role on HBO's terrific show, 6 Feet Under. I did 13 episodes. And that's really what got me a bunch of movie roles and got me on The Office and helped really launch my career.
Yeah, that show was so groundbreaking in so many ways. I mean, now with Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu and all the online platforms, there's lots of envelope pushing types of series, but 6 Feet Under really was one of the first ones like that. There was, you know, appointment viewing, and you couldn't wait to see because it was, you know, sort of this like a Steppenwolf of television.
Yeah, you know, that was right at the time when great television, the Renaissance, the golden age of television, was starting. So The Wire, 6 Feet Under,
Sopranos, all those, right?
Sopranos, all Entourage, all started around the same time, and it was kind of a new way of looking at television, not as kind of like dumb, mindless entertainment, but as, you know, kind of epic, long-term storytelling.
Yeah,
and they did that masterfully on 6 Feet Under.
Talk a little bit about growing up here in the Chicago area. You grew up in the Wilmette area, in the shadow of the Baha'i Temple there, right?
Yeah, so I was born and raised mostly in Seattle, and my parents moved to Wilmette, and I ended up going to New Trier High School. And my parents were members of the Baha'i faith, so they got jobs at the Baha'i National Center, which is actually in Evanston. And I actually worked as a security guard at the Baha'i Temple there the summer after my senior year, after I graduated from high school. There was a skinny, much skinnier version of me in a in a polyester security guard outfit and pimples, you know, walking around. But I'm really grateful for New Trier High School because obviously it's a, you know, it's a very well-known high school, and they're very fortunate that they've got enough money to do and have an incredible theater program, and that's where I got my start in acting.
So you are also going to be hosting the Steppenwolf gala that's coming up on May the 12th with young unknown comedian Chris Rock, who's also
never
going to be
never heard of him.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I know they got They got Chris Rock to MC the auction. And I was like, why do you have me with Chris Rock? He's hosted the Oscars before. I don't know what I can offer here, but I'll do my best. It's all for a good cause.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. That's going to be a special night as well. It's May the 12th. I know you have to get to rehearsal, so
yes,
we're gonna let you run.
I've got to go work on my pratfalls and sword fights and exploding blood bags and physical comedy and
okay,
spit
now,
takes.
Yeah, now you're just showing off. Now you're just showing off.
it's a great way to make a living, let me tell you.
I can't wait to see it. I'm super excited. The Doppelganger, April 5th is when it begins in previews, officially opening April the 15th. Tickets at 312-335-1650 or steppenwolf.org. Rain, thank you for taking a couple of minutes to talk to us.
It was a real pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you while you're here. Rain Wilson is at the Steppenwolf right now, and we'll take a quick break.